This year, the United States Secret Service ran into a few problems. You may remember the most famous of them being on September 19th, when a guy with a knife got over the fence around the White House and actually made it inside the building, where there were several people on duty, but it was an off-duty Secret Service agent who tackled him and took him down. That, along with scandals that had followed the agency for the last couple of years, are the subject of a terrific piece in the Washington Post written by my next guest, Carol Lenig. Carol, welcome to the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanks for having me.
You say in the piece that the Secret Service started struggling as far back as 9/11/01 after the terrorist attacks. What changed?
Well, basically, you know, with the, as was true for every facet of American life, the terror attacks sort of changed our thinking about risk, about danger, and it gave us a big alert about all of the terrorists, the kinds of scary terrorist threats that were out there. Flying planes into buildings was not something we were thinking about. But if you were protecting the president, there were a host of new things you had to think about as well. It required a lot more complexity and a lot more boots on the ground to do advance work, you know, sort of going to see the places the president would visit, make sure that every step he took while he was on that trip was safe, making sure there were no chemical or biological threats, making sure there were no IEDs in the ground on the way to his trip. So it really increased the demand on the agency. Plus, the Bush administration and the Obama administration gave the Secret Service all these additional duties, securing security and coordinating security, for example, at a Super Bowl, coordinating security at an Olympics game, arranging for more details for extended members of the vice president's family and other executive officials. So they just had a lot more to do and not much more money.
How much of this problem was brought on by the fact that they were no longer part of the Treasury Department but moved over to the Department of Homeland Security and at the same time had their budget cut?
Yeah, there are a lot of people with differing views on this, but in my reporting, one thing seemed pretty clear, that when they moved into DHS, the Secret Service was a tiny minnow compared to the big priority agencies inside the department. You know, people worrying at TSA about dirty bombs on planes, people at Customs and Border Patrol worrying about a terrorist cell on the border or illegal immigrants coming in waves. Those agencies, which were 10 times as large as the Secret Service, really took the lead in terms of getting funding. Now, people have said to me, wow, is this all about funding? No, it's not. It's also about leadership. And my story and reporting show that there is like this really deep distrust among the rank and file with their leaders, sort of what they call the eighth floor of the headquarters. There's a belief that that group is too insular, it resists oversight, it resists modernization, and that it has sort of decimated the meritocracy that once was the route to promotion in the Secret Service.
Are you saying that the Secret Service agents are unhappy with their management, or are you talking about oversight from the administration and Congress?
Well, isn't it funny? I mean, this is actually the agents who are distrustful of their leadership because they think that they resist accountability, that they resist answering hard questions, not necessarily from Congress or anybody particular, but that they are unaccountable.
I've talked to Ron Kessler, a journalist who wrote the book Inside the Secret Service, and he warned repeatedly that this administration, the Obama administration, which has had more threats against it than any other presidency in history, has really gotten less protection than any of the recent presidents, including the fact that there are times when the president was going out and there weren't even metal detectors, magnetometers at a lot of these sites to check people who were coming in. Have you found that in your reporting as well?
I worry about it in the sense of just the basic math. I think it's an accurate statement, although speculative, it is accurate because each year, this Secret Service has gotten thinner and thinner and thinner in terms of experience, in terms of number of boots on the ground, in terms of dollars devoted to training and modernization. So if you think about it in those terms, this president is far less safe. As for the magnetometer issue, that came up for Obama, but it also came up for President George W. Bush when he was in, you know, Georgia, a recent former Soviet republic. A grenade was thrown at him because there were not enough magnetometers to check the crowds, and crowds got through. And one person had a grenade that, had it detonated properly, the FBI says, would have injured the president most likely.
You write in your piece that there's an experience problem here. A lot of that because a lot of agents were forced to take early retirement by the hundreds, right?
Forced is the wrong word, and I don't want to leave that impression. What happened was there was this sort of unintended consequence of a very generous retirement program. It was an old, historic 1950s program that basically said Secret Service agents were in the line of fire as much as any street cop. And so it allowed them to retire after 20 years of service with a very nice annuity, a yearly payout. And that program was so generous, but its last sort of legs were ending right before 9/11. So literally what is the equivalent of one-third of the agency departed all in the 10 years prior to 9/11. So while nobody could have foreseen that this would have overlapped with the terror attacks, it happened that when the agency was going to be in the most need of experienced veteran supervisors, it didn't have them.
Last question I've got for you. When we talk about Congress and oversight, we know that there were hearings, and Julia Pearson, who was the former head of the Secret Service, went there and testified and admitted that there were problems that were there before she was there and certainly while she was there. But should Congress have been paying more attention to this problem and really taking on their oversight role more responsibly than they did?
You know, one thing I have heard over and over again, and it is proven true by the documents, is that this agency is the least reviewed agency. you have to go back nearly 10 years to find, except for one recent one, you have to go back a decade to find a case in which the Government Accountability Office, Congress's investigative arm, did a report on the Secret Service. I always laugh because when I was trying to figure out how much it cost for the president to go on a foreign trip, how much the Secret Service was spending, I looked at an old GAO report. Every single agency explained how much it cost for them to follow President Clinton on a trip to Africa. The one agency that said it couldn't disclose anything about it was the Secret Service. So they've been able to say the secret in their name is relevant to whether or not they have to answer questions, and that is coming to an end.
Yeah. Do you not understand the word secret? Yes, we do, but we're also the ones who write your check, and we're going to need to know how big a check to write and why.
And, you know, that's a really, I like your point. It also reminds me of the recent Department of Homeland Security review, which said that they couldn't believe that inside the Secret Service, nobody really had the budget expertise to say, what should it cost? What should it cost to protect the president? And how much do we actually need?
Yeah.
Instead, the Secret Service was sort of gaming, doing a guessing game of how much did Congress give us last year? How much do we think we can convince them to give us this year? I think that will change as well.
We will put a link up on KTRS.com to Carol Lennox's piece in the Washington Post about the critical decisions that have led to a decline in the United States Secret Service. Carol, thanks for your time this morning.
Happy to be with you. Thanks for the good question.
I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.